Welcome back to Florida's 250K Homestead Exemption. Why buyers act now? Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Ted Guarnero before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking with Ted Guarnero about something that's honestly pretty wild happening in Florida real estate right now. Ted, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. So yeah, this is genuinely exciting times for Florida homeowners and buyers right now. The state just put a proposal into effect that would allow owners, if they get homesteaded by January 1st, 2027, to receive up to a $250,000 exemption. And I'm telling you, this could be huge.
Okay, so walk me through what that actually means for somebody. Like, if I'm a homeowner or I'm thinking about buying, what does that $250,000 exemption actually do for me?
So think about it this way. Let's say you own a home valued at $350,000, right? The assessed value might be $250,000. If you qualify for this $250,000 homestead exemption, you could literally have a zero real estate tax bill. Zero. That's the power.
Wait, hold on. Zero? Like no property taxes at all? That's insane. But I'm guessing there's a catch here, right?
Yeah, there are definitely some caveats. The big one is you have to be homesteaded by January 1st, 2027. That's the deadline. And honestly, if this passes, I think we're going to see things get pretty wild starting in November. You're looking at buyers who would need to not only purchase a home and close in like 45 days, but then actually get their driver's license updated and get everything official before January 1st hits.
Oh, wow. So that's a really tight timeline. Like, you're saying people need to move fast if they want to take advantage of this?
Absolutely. My honest take, buyers should really have their ducks in a row and start looking right now. That way, if this looks like it's actually going to pass, they'll be ready on November 3rd to jump in, make an offer, and actually move forward. But even then, somebody who's getting a mortgage is going to be cutting it really close with that timeline.
Yeah, that makes sense. So basically, don't wait. Start the process now. Get pre-approved. Know what you're looking for so that when the window opens, you can actually move. This is really valuable stuff, Ted. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Hey, happy to do it. It's a game changer for a lot of people. So yeah, the sooner folks get prepared, the better.